Welcome back, everybody, to Beat the Bookie, the show we bring you each and every week on the Upper Tier as part of the Dynamo Podcast Network, where we try to make you all a few quid. We were a little bit unlucky last week. Our big charity bet nearly came off about 50, 60 minutes into most of those 3 o'clock games last week. We were there or thereabouts. We thought we were going to land it. So we were looking like Dogs Trust or one of the local children's hospitals was going to be quids in, but unfortunately it didn't happen. So this week we're going to try again the same, going to pick out a few bets. One of them we're going to earmark as a charity bet, and if it comes in, we're going to donate that money to a local charity. Hope you all had a great week this week, but now it's Friday, the weekend is here. Hope you're all off and ready to enjoy the Premier League action. We had a fantastic week of Champions League football, some outstanding results. Chelsea, that man behind me, absolutely obliterating Juventus, and the other man behind me there who's now jumping into the hot seat at Manchester United. So Super Sunday this week is going to be the battle of the Germans, without a shadow of a doubt. Before we get into this, it's been a real busy week for us here on the Upper Tier. We were on location yesterday out in the beautiful Glen Royal Hotel in Maynooth. You'll see on the network we've started to drop some of the footage from a fantastic Man United Legends Night put on by Maynooth Town FC, where Wes Brown and Brian McClair were there. Both men were absolutely outstanding. And we also had Pete Boyle doing MC, the man who's responsible for a lot of the Man United chants and music, who gave us a podcast, and he was absolutely brilliant on some of those old stories. So absolutely brilliant to be involved in that. There's going to be a lot more of that outside broadcast stuff going on in the future, so keep an eye out for that. And as always, give us your support with your likes, shares and subscribes. The more you do of that, the more opportunity we have to do more and more of that stuff with much better guests. Anyway, let's get into this. Try and earn a few quid this weekend. The weather is absolutely horrific outside. Storm brewing out there. But once you're inside and you're nice and warm and staying safe and enjoying the football, that's all that counts. Let's get into the fixtures. Let's start the early kickoff tomorrow. Arsenal versus Newcastle. Then in the afternoons, we have Palace versus Villa. Liverpool versus Southampton. Norwich versus Wolves. Brighton versus Leeds. Brentford versus Everton, Burnley versus Tottenham, Leicester versus Watford, Man City versus West Ham, and we round out the weekend with a belter of a tie altogether. What a fixture. Chelsea versus Man United. Chelsea at the moment levels ahead of everyone else at the minute. Couldn't be playing any better. Man United coming off a win against Villarreal. Kind of a little bit of steadying, but made very hard work of it still. And still have a lot to prove. But the man behind me now, once he's moving into the hot seat, surely he's going to bring some of that German steel and organisation and tactical awareness that Man United's been missing, potentially for the last 3 years with Ole being in the hot seat. Let's get into some of our picks for the weekend. Our Saturday accumulator, we're going with Arsenal, Norwich, Liverpool, Villa and Brighton, 21-1. Nice little accumulator there. Obviously, Norwich is the one to look out for. We're going against Wolves in this one. Hopefully, Dean Smith can continue his rich vein of form, getting off to a good start with that manager's bump. But it remains to be seen. That could be the iffy one in it. Also, Villa away to Crystal Palace. Also going to be a tough one as well. So that's what's helping us there with the odds. The manager bump that we picked out for Saturday, the double Norwich and Villa 12-1. Can the manager bump continue between Dean Smith and Stevie G? Villa also with a very, very tough game away to Palace, and Norwich with a home game to Wolves. Let's see what happens. Can the manager bump continue? The Sunday accumulator, Man City, Watford, Tottenham, Brentford, and Chelsea 46-1. Again, a tough one as well. The Brentford one could be a nifty one against Everton, but Everton in such a poor run of form at the moment. And Brentford, surely with the power that they have up front, there's goals in them. Everton looking very shy of goals without Calvert-Lewin at the moment. Also, I think Richarlison might be out for that game. So let's see what happens there. We did a London ACCA. Our London ACCA is Arsenal, Watford, Palace, Tottenham and Chelsea, 25-1. Can all the wins, all the W's come home for the London teams this weekend? We shall wait and see. The weekend handicap, we went Arsenal, Liverpool, City and Chelsea, all -1, 18-1. should be an interesting one. City, tough game there at home to West Ham. But there should be goals in that and all. And City are free-flowing at the moment and scoring well, coming off the back of a great win against PSG as well. So it shouldn't be a problem for them. Our weekend, both teams to score, the one that we always like doing, kind of, we call this our safe bet, but it's not really our safe bet because I think we've only gotten two up in the history of the show in the last 8 to 10 weeks or whatever it is. But we went both teams to score, Norwich and Wolves, Palace and Villa, City and West Ham, and Leicester and Watford is 10-1, all teams to score. Mark sent in his bet, anytime goal scorer, going with Saka, who's been out of form, but must be due a goal at this stage. Mohamed Salah and Raul Jimenez, 11-1 for the three of them, anytime goal scorer. Ted from Retrotainment and Retrotainment Recast on the network, and also does the Red Devils Report now, the new Man United podcast on the Dynamo Podcast Network. He's up there with Darren and Greg every week, and Mark is soon to join them. Ted's bets for the week, anytime goal scorer, Smith Rowe, Ivan Toney, Hei Chang Huang, and Mohamed Salah, paying out 37-1. Nice little bet there. The fiver will return you nearly 190. Not too bad at all. And his accumulator for the weekend is Wolves, Brighton. Of course, he's gone with Wolves. Ted's banking on Wolves this season. Wolves, Brighton, Brentford, and Tottenham all to win 19-1, nearly 20-1. So a fiver returns you just over 111.81. with the bonus. So not too bad there from Ted's. These have been our picks for the weekend. I'm sure you've had a tough week in work. You're now relaxed, sitting at home, cracking open a beer, pulling out those coupons and making your picks. So check out the show. We're going to go with our charity bet this week. It's going to be the Sunday accumulator. It's 46-1. Man City, Watford, Tottenham, Brentford, Chelsea, 46-1. If that comes in, we will be donating that bet to a local charity or a dog trust or something like that. We'll get the viewers to pick it. Until next time, this has been your Beat the Bookie show. We come to you each and every week with our tips. Hopefully you'll make a few quid. We always say gamble responsibly. Don't be wasting money that you can't afford to lose. And as always, we will be back with you again next week. Dynamo Podcast Network on YouTube, Spotify for audio versions of the show, and the Ralph Ragnick era is about to begin.